Shmuel base, Perikud base, Pasachav base. So David's servants have asked him, why is it that when the baby was still alive, you were fasting and you were davening and you were inconsolable, but now that the baby has passed away, now you seem fine and you're demanding meals? So Vayomer, so David explained to them, Od hayalad chai tzamti voevke. While the boy was still alive, I would fast and I would cry. So it's he's telling a past tense story, but he's doing it in an interesting way. Tzamti voevke is future tense. So I would. I fasted and wept is the meaning, but it's also I would, one should behave that way. Ki amarti, because I said, mi yodea, who knows? Vichanani Hashem v'chai hayeled. Perhaps Hashem would take pity on me, and the boy will live. So the servants, the Malbim points out, we're assuming that the fasting was an expression of pain and solipsism, being caught up in his own wave of emotions. But he's pointing out in his response to them, I was not fasting to express some kind of inner pain, of self-focused pain. I was focusing on trying to daven in every way. So the weeping was part of the tefillah. The fasting, the sitting on the floor was part of the tefillah. And one needs to daven on the efsharios, the Malbim says, just on what's possible, one needs to pray. One doesn't need to pray on things that seem to be a given. One can only pray when the fate hangs in the balance. So that's why I did what I did. But Chav Gimel v'ata meis. But now that he is dead, lama ze anitzam. Why should I fast? What would be the purpose of my fasting now? Ha'uchal lahashivo od. And this right here is the ultimate in human advice that is hard for people to take. Can I bring him back again? We live in a century, in a world where we talk a lot about justice for those who have gone or who have passed. Is that going to bring them back? And that's, of course, one of the hardest things to face when one wants compensation from somebody. I was talking to somebody in shul whose father was a Holocaust survivor just the other day. And he said to me, because we were talking about the current fad in the news about reparations and repayment and finding justice for things that happened hundreds of years ago, let alone recently. And he said, my father used to tell me, if they came over to me to give me money, I wouldn't take a penny from them, he said. Why should I take that blood money? That blood money, I can't be bought. And the way this Gabbai and Shul's father was explaining to him and then him to me is that if you do something that you say is justice, then the other person can say, well, I paid for it. I did it. It's forgiven now. Everything is done. And that's not the way it works when one looks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for justice. There's an interesting difference, personal observation, between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard in Avinu Malkenu. Nikom nikmas dama vadecha hashafuch. The original Nusach Ashkenaz says, avenge the vengeance of the blood of the innocents of our Jewish brethren that has been spilled. The Nusach Sfard version says, nikom le'einenu es nikmas dama vadecha hashafuch. And you see this also at the end of Tachnun. Give vengeance for the innocents who died before our eyes so we can see it. And Rabbi Beryl Wein has a shiur where he talks about the idea of what we want to see as justice versus cosmic justice, versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice. Just because we suffer, and in the Holocaust, obviously, the suffering was unimaginable, but that doesn't necessarily entitle us to see those who made us suffer pay for it. Hitler, Yimach Shemo, died alone in a bunker and nobody saw it. And doesn't that deprive you of the great movie ending of all time, to see justice done and evil punished and Arnold Schwarzenegger kick the guy off the cliff and then have a quip and a quick one-liner? It's the American way. We want to see that the bad guys get punished. At the end of World War II, when we bomb Japan in recompense for Pearl Harbor, we want to nuke them twice. Still the only time nuclear weapons have been used in world politics. But that is a degree of satisfaction, but a degree of satisfaction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always provide for all of us. And it's unsatisfying. Rabbi Wein also likes to say that we are spectators who don't know how baseball works, and we come in to the game in the fourth inning, and then by the time we finally figure out a little bit of what's going on in the field, we are told it's time to leave in the sixth or seventh inning, and we don't get to see the end of the game. That's the way it is. We don't see the beginning. We don't see the end. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. And David is taking a supremely practical note for somebody who has just spent 7 days sitting on the ground and mourning and weeping and doing everything he can to keep the child alive. But David says, Ha'uchala Hashiva Ovd. It's not in my power. Can I bring him back? No, I can't. Ani Holech Elav, Bahu Lo Yashuv Eloi. I will go to him, but he will not return to me. What does it mean, I will go to him? So the Mitzudas David is very direct. El HaKever. Someday, we all, lo aleinu, but someday we all join the halls of the dead. It's a, nobody gets out of here alive, as they say. Wow, today's getting very deep and dark. David says, eventually I'm going to find my way there. But now, he's not going to come back. Time only goes in one direction for human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only being that is above time, that is not bound by time. For the rest of us, it only goes in one direction. But some say that, and in Tehillim Tes, David says, Lam Natzeach, on the death of the son. But some say that that praise of David for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on the death of the son that brought him atonement, that brought him kapara. So David understands that a kapara has happened. He had wanted the boy to live, but the boy didn't. And the Ma'am Lois brings down, some say that he was even having to disguise his relief a little bit because it meant that he was in the clear, although the boy, Nebuch, paid the price. So this is a complicated story, and it's not a simple story. And it deals with some of the greatest questions facing all human beings when bad things happen. In this case, to an innocent child, it's difficult to make sense of it. And yet David had the great perceptiveness to be able to do that.